This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, have you taken a break from school? Is it summertime and you're starting back to school? Is it the new year and you're starting back to school? Well, how about beginning your school year with a bang? This is podcast 216. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. I want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. Thank you so much for making the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network a success, as well as Vintage Homeschool Moms. We appreciate your financial support. And you guys listening, you can do us a favor. Head over to iTunes, your favorite podcast app, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast, and give us a star rating. If you're listening to us on the website, share us across the board on your social media. Share us in an email with your friends. There are lots of buttons on the website to facilitate doing this, and that's how you can say thank you to us by sharing our shows. We really appreciate that. Well, as parents, we know that we have some competition, and that is the back-to-school crowd, or, you know, kids that are getting excited. If you have, friends, or your kids have friends who are going back to school, they're shopping for new clothes, backpacks, lunchboxes, school supplies, and so forth. And so, you know, recently at the grocery store, I was asked to donate to the back to school funds for needy kids, teachers, associations, and stuff like that. In fact, I was so depressed that I wasn't buying school supplies for the little ones because I still have kids in school. My son is dual enrolled at a local community college. Actually, it's a 4-year college, and my daughter is in college. Those were my youngest two. We have, during the summer, done things like SAT prep with my one son, and my daughter is looking at another school after she's done with the school she's at right now. After this year, she's going to be transferring for her junior and senior year back to Florida. And so we've been doing some things like studying relativism, fun topic, right? And so I will never stop homeschooling my kids, even when they're in college. true heart to heart here between us moms. Still, I couldn't go buy packs of crayons, right? Well, the praise report is God gave me grandkids. Yay. And so there I was at the store buying some back to school things and surprising them. In fact, I didn't show them. I gave them to my daughter, who then surprised the little ones when they went back to school. But what are we going to do as homeschool parents? Well, I'm going to share with you some of my back to school routines with my kids and how exciting they were every year that the new school year started, and even in high school years. So the first thing was I created a party atmosphere. Why not? Why not lead up to the day with some hints and some hidden surprises? And I'm going to share some of these surprises with you a little later on. But I would always say, I cannot wait till school starts because we are going to have so much fun this year. We are going to learn so many great things. I can't wait to share with you some of the books that we're going to be studying and just getting them excited about school starting. And then I would do things like decorate. Why not, right? I created a banner that was super easy to do on the computer. And as a bonus, I've added one to the post. So if you go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and you look for Homeschooling with the Bang, this is episode 216. There will be a link and you can print that out on your computer. And I actually have two versions. One I have that the kids can color because, of course, my little grandkids love to participate in. And then another one that you can just print off on a color printer or black and white and just put up. And it's just a welcome back to school banner. What I did with my kids was I would put their pictures on there because that was great fun. And sometimes I would take their pictures like a week before school started, and then I would just surprise them and I would have it on their banner. And, it was a great way to start our school year. And then also, I gave the children, a godly figure to emulate every year. So I had some cards that were in a bag, and it was just like a little gift bag. And so I would have these cards in there, and that would be, their saint to follow that year, and it could be a biblical character. You could do, a Saint Paul from the Bible, or one of the, Peter or Moses or whoever you wanted to put into that bag. And then the kids randomly pull these out, and they would have that as kind of their little mascot for the year. I mean, one year, one of my kids got, Mary, and that was okay. She was the mother of Jesus. And so, they were thinking about, ways to emulate her. And one of the things she always said was, one of the miracles, the feast of Canaan, she always said, do what he tells you. And so that was, one of the things we talked about, and the kids can research, the person that they've pulled out of the bag. And again, that was just a great way to make that year special, because we as homeschool parents do not have to carbon copy the school, right? We can have our own special things that we do, and we can, do that for the glory of God. The other thing that I did was when I handed out the new books for the year, not necessarily every kid gets a new textbook or whatever book you're going to use, but if they did, like we would have some books that we were going to read as a family, so I would pull those out. And I remember one year we did Little House on the Prairie, and so I pulled out that series and I showed the children the books and I discussed, some of the unit studies we were going to be doing and some of the cooking we were going to do, the farmer boy one and tried our hand at planting, kind of disaster because I do not have a green thumb. And as my mother used to always say, you need good dirt. And I had no idea what that meant until I finally clued in that she meant, good dirt as in fertilizer and some other, nutrients for the soil. They were always, they, as in my mom and dad and my uncle, were the big planters. I live on some acreage and I still have trees that my uncle transplanted from the side of our yard, which was a ditch, and he planted alongside our pond, and now they are huge pine trees. They're just gorgeous. But I did not inherit that green thumb, although the kids and I did try, and my son, actually, one of my sons, does have a green thumb. He grew so much basil that I have bags in the freezer now of fresh basil that were just gorgeous. I tried to grow them in a planter out back, and that didn't work. So I'll have to figure out exactly what he did. Good news is, as homeschool parents, we get to teach our kids so then later on in life they can bless us back with what they learned or didn't learn from us. Give them their resources, right? So anyway, we handed out our books, and then the kids had a turn going through, the family book pile and then each of their individual books. And I had them write their names in their books and make it their own. And I would go through and I would introduce topics and I would make it sound exciting. This year we're going to learn about the stars in the ocean. How fun is that? We're going to go on some field trips. And I would just explain some of the things that we were going to do. The other thing was I handed out our new supplies, and that was crayons, markers, art books. Every year the children received a blank art book. And I remember one year going to the store and going, oh my goodness, they are so darn expensive this year. What the heck happened? And so, you know, it was with not something I was going to spend that much money on for books that they were going to, you know, maybe be taking outside when we were going to be doing some nature studies. Or if I remember one year we did a lot of cells in biology, and I would draw some of the cells on the marker board, and the kids would copy them into their books. And so, you know, I really, you know, hemmed and hawed, and I ended up not buying them. And then I found, because I, you know, as most of you, we have these mailing lists that we're on so we can get these coupons. And I remember getting a coupon for these, you know, art books and going in, and they were discounted. So that was so awesome that the coupon worked on the discounted price. So it made it very, very affordable. And I stocked up that year. So, you know, so anyway, they got their art book, their pencils, pencil sharpeners, and so forth. And they were really excited. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you some of the little surprises that I had for when we started school. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Well, hi everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz. This is episode 216, Starting School with a Bang. And so, as I shared with you before commercial break, that it is always fun to have fun projects ready to go, either a craft, like, you know, decorating a box where they keep their school supplies. I remember one year I got them these really small little plastic see-through cases. Well, I wanted them to be able to find, you know, their stuff quickly and be able to have them readily available, but it had a plastic top that was solid. So I purchased some fun stickers. I gave them some Sharpies. I will caution you, Sharpies only when they're older, even though my little grandkids love to use them. They have ruined some things with Sharpies, so you have to be careful. And so they were able to decorate that box and make it fun. Also, a super fun surprise activity I had for them was usually some kind of a wow science activity, something that was spectacular and fun. And so I did a podcast this summer, a couple of podcasts ago. And if you're listening to this in the winter, no worries. You can still find it on the VintageHomeschoolMoms.com website. And I'm going to put a link on the show notes for 2015 on Vintage Homeschool Moms, and you will be able to find the link to those broadcasts. But there were some really fun science activities, as well as an activity book you can print out and just pull out some ideas from there. Another fun thing was that maybe not be as much fun is that I started out with some open-ended stories. So I wanted to get some work done on that first day, right? You know, we're going to have fun. We're going to have some, you know, it's almost like Christmas. You're getting some, you know, little surprises, and it's a party atmosphere. But I also wanted to get some work done. So I started with like a writing activity that was an open-ended story. So I used a story starter online. You can find writeshop.com, and Kim Kautzer has some great, you know, lists that you can sign up for, and she's got some great story starters. So, you know, I had given them some of those. And that was a fun thing. Little kids, you know, maybe who can't write yet, they could dictate their stories to me, and I would put it out up on the marker board, and then they could copy on the work. And so they had some copy work, or I would have some Bible verses for them to copy, just some fun things that they could do, you know, some really quick math sheets that they could do that were easy. So we want to start out fun, right? Not over their head. And, you know, there's some giggling going on, going, you know, did mom mess up here? You know, I know how to add. But I did that on purpose because I wanted it to be a very productive day and I wanted it to be a very positive day. Not too many worksheets. That's one of my points here. Be careful of reproducible monsters. There are too many worksheets. There's too many freebies out there. For one thing, worksheets can be a disaster to grade and keep track of. And for another, the kids get so complacent. And we were talking, you know, earlier about kids who won't finish their work, actually in another podcast I did. And that is a lot of times, you know, they get distracted, the work's too difficult for them, or they just become complacent because there's, you know, it's just another worksheet and it can be, you know, a disaster for you and for them. So just, you know, take care not to have too many of those. Another fun idea is to keep photos, to keep track of the year. Make, you know, Friday night pizza night or whatever night you want it to be, and have it be, you know, a culmination activity where you are doing some kind of, you know, short slide presentation of the week. There could be someone in the family who's really good at taking pictures and they do a little slideshow. There are so many apps now on your phone that you can use. You know, some of them just, you know, pop up and, you know, you can do like the month in review and it's really fun and you can share that as a family. You can also give the kids the year-end notebook, and I did talk about this in podcast 214 with best homeschool planning tips, that at the end of the year, I used to, you know, freak out. We're going to have our evaluation. We want to keep track of our homeschooling each year for each kid. But, you know, I had, you know, five kids and that's a lot of notebooks. So I just wanted to have one notebook for each year that I took some samples of their work. And I did keep their work for a few years and sometimes they kept their best papers. But I mean, I threw out file folders full of, you know, just drawers filled with stuff that the kids did. In fact, my daughter, who's married, I still had some of her work there and I showed it to her and she said, oh, this is great. Showed her kids and then we threw it away. And I said, well, before we throw it away, let's take some pictures so that you can show some of your other kids. And one of the things I found was her checkoff list and she did a really, really good job of writing down page numbers and what she was learning. So she was able to show that to her children. And my daughter is in her 30s now. So, I mean, it gets ridiculous. We've been in the same house for a long time. And for those of you like road school mommies who are out there, I'm sure you couldn't keep, you know, all of this stuff. So photos help. But every year I had a notebook where they kept, you know, their best work. And, you know, we slip sheeted and so forth. But that was something that we did every week. And when I learned to do that, it was so wonderful because at the end of the year, it wasn't this big freak out thing. It was already done. So every week we took samples of their work and we tracked their progress. And the kids at the beginning of the school year, they took those notebooks, they decorated them, labeled the dividers, and got that all set up and ready to go. And that's the great thing. Our years started out wonderfully with the bang. It was wonderful. We had, you know, a special meal just to, celebrate our new school year and, you know, make it a very special time. We want our kids to have great memories of homeschooling. We want it to be this, you know, time that they thought about fondly and not, you know, with tears. Yes, there were some days there were tears. There were some days that I threatened my children that I was putting them into school. And, you know, those things happen. But overall, our homeschool journey was one that was filled with love and laughter. And, you know, even when I found my son's journal that broke my heart, because in his journal he wrote that you know, today was a really good day that he, you know, this and this and this went well. And then he goes, but he said, I still lost lunch and I am very hungry. So of course that broke my heart. And you know, we cannot remember what he did to lose lunch, but it must have been something really horrible, you know, and that was a child that tended to not say very kind things to his siblings or to his mother. And if he mouthed off, you know, there was going to be some repercussion. But the thing is, he also ended it with, this will never happen again. And so, you know, while it broke my heart to read his journal and to go back memory lane, he also had so many good things in his journal about fun things that he had learned. And I remember keeping a journal alongside my children. So when they wrote in their journal, I wrote in mine. And it's just another memory, another way to, you know, capture those homeschool ideals that we hold, you know, even the hardships that we have, because these are all life lessons, and I would rather my children learn their life lessons within the safety of their home with parents who love them rather than with strangers. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you make your homeschool year a joyful one. You can grab the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for podcast 216, Beginning Homeschooling with a Bang. Take care, God bless, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.